You're listening to my worship song of the week, aka WSW, coming to you every Sunday, 7 a.m. West African time. WSW, worship song of the week.
It was about noon, and he sat down by a well to rest. Enter a Samaritan woman. Jesus asked for water. He was seeking. The woman was seeking too. Jesus knew her, her history, suspicions, questions, fears. He also knew her needs and how to meet them. A life of failure, of disappointment, perhaps even abuse, had left her hard, bitter, and very thirsty. Jesus could quench her thirst, and he told her so. But the woman was incredulous. She had already tried drinking from the well of tradition, failed relationships, religion, and sexual promiscuity. Sadly, she had discovered that water from those sources did not satisfy. Yet this man, what was his name? Was presenting a different type of water, and with it, hope. What was that he said? You'll never thirst again? Jesus was offering something more, something eternal, that would fulfill this woman's deepest yearnings and heal the hurts in her heart. He was offering a relationship with God through worship. The Samaritan woman's perception of God, her theology, was a half-bred mix of Hebrew doctrine and the pantheism of the cultures around her. You Samaritans worship something you do not understand, Jesus told her. But desperate to bring her to understanding, he said, My Father is actively seeking people to worship him. John 4:22. The Father was seeking her. God is seeking worshipers. As I sat outside my cabin of Camp Nakom, Bible in hand, I breathed in the smell of frying bacon and gazed towards the eastern horizon. A picturesque sunrise flaunted stunning reds, oranges, and ambers. Wow, I thought, God has really outdone himself. Opening my Bible, I glanced down at John 4 and saw it for the first time. The Father is actively seeking. I knew God loved me. He had forgiven me, saved me, healed me, and called me into ministry. But seeking me? Suddenly, I got it. This was one of those aha moments you hear about. God is in pursuit, I thought, of me. I know what you're thinking. You don't mean to tell me that God is actually pursuing me as a worshiper? Yes, actively. The Bible tells us that the eyes of the Lord are always upon us. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 12. And as he watches, his spirit is ever at work, moving, convicting, suggesting, calling. And today, God is calling men and women, boys and girls, from every race and culture. He's calling the professional and the laborer. He's calling me. And he's calling you to worship him. Hello and welcome to the renewed or revised edition of WSW Worship Song of the Week. Woohoo! It feels so great to be back. So great, so great, so great. And you know why it's even more surreal for me? It's because now, it's more of an instruction than of just something I just wanted to do. So WSW started out of me saying, what can I do? How can I you know, how can I use my giftings, you know, to bless lives, you know? But now, and so I went on a break. Well, you know that already. Anyways, so, but I've been thinking about it like, oh my God, I should get back to this podcasting. But for some weird reasons, it wasn't just coming together. It wasn't just coming to me. Every time I'll try to record, I'll try to, like, I have worship songs that I want to share, but it wasn't just coming. And so, you know what? I'm like, you know what? Maybe it's a season and it's there's something about the season that, well, maybe nobody needs to listen to this right now. I don't know why, you know, but at the back of my mind somewhere, I kept, you know, talking to God about it. Like, God, I'm sorry. Is this my inconsistency kicking in, or is this like a leading, just that this is this phase of assignment for me is over and I need to move on to something else? And then, you know, I just left it. I left that thought for a while. I didn't think about it. I went on to doing other things. I've been doing a lot of trainings recently, trying to also structure my business and then creating a brand for myself and going into a new phase of life, you know, rediscovering who I am and all of those things. And then out of the blues, on the 10th of June, I woke up with a vivid instruction for WSW. And you see, I just read from Called to Worship. It's a book, Called to Worship, by Vernon M. Whaley. This book was recommended in my worship team in 2018. So I've gotten this book, wow, actually June 2018. Because I remember I wrote the dates down on the book. Wow. It was June 8th, 2018, I got this book. And on June 10th, 2020, God woke me up in the morning and said, Idru, take this book, Call to Worship, and make it like your guide or something like a review kind of thing on WSW. It was so clear in my spirit. I'm like, ah, really? So I went searching for this book because it was just stacked up somewhere in my library. And I went searching for it and I looked for it and I saw it. And the truth is, I haven't even read the book completely. I started it. We were supposed to have it as a study guide, you know, in our smaller groups from the bigger worship team. But then we didn't complete it and I didn't even personally complete it as well. So it doesn't even been in sight. Like, the book hasn't been in sight. It was inside my library in my cupboard. So I had to go search for it. But it was just so, like, the instruction was just so clear. Wow. So here I am back again on WSW with this new addition to the table. I'll be reading portions of this book and I'll just be talking based on that, on what it means to be a worshiper. The fact that as children of God, you know, as humans generally, God created man so that we could worship him, so that he could have a relationship with us. And so I'm really excited to go through this book, not alone, but with you guys listening to me. And I really do hope that the very reason why God instructed me to do this will be revealed as we go. But I'm so excited to jump on it, to say yes, and to just obey and see what happens as we go along. So I'll just be reading portions of this book to you week in, week out. And so while I was preparing for this recording, a song came to me, and that's what I'm just going to sing for you today, as a way of, this is my worship song of the moment, because it's not just about a worship song of the week, but based on what I read to you, the fact that God is seeking worshipers, God is actively seeking for people who would worship him. And worship is beyond singing, is beyond going to church, is beyond being a worker or a workforce in the organization called the church. It is more of a lifestyle in your place of expression as a professional, as a laborer, like the last portion I read said, as a child, as a wife, as a mom, as a dad, as a leader, as a boss, whatever, in wherever area or whatever expression you find yourself per time, per season, God is seeking us to live a life of worship. So through that expression, we are to be glorifying God with it. And I'm just so excited for what God has in store for us this season with this book and all the things that he's going to be taking us through. So thank you for joining me today. And as I round off this episode, I'm going to be singing the song that dropped like at the point of preparing for this recording. So it's my worship song of the moment. Okay. God bless you as you listen. It's quite short, but that's it. It came now and I'm going to sing it to you. Enjoy. God bless you. To worship to you today in that area of your life, and just know that worship is beyond singing, it's beyond praying, it's a lifestyle that is sold out to God. Until I come your way again next week with yet another episode and another portion of Called to Worship, this is me signing out and saying, have a beautiful week. God bless you. I love you, but God loves you more. Bye.